Okay, we give another parish of the Mishnah. Nachma Yitzchak Amar, that when we say Chavit Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shana, I knew the another possibility means Ledin. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu is, he judges the whole world, what's going to happen until the next Tishrei. Dechsiv, as it says, in the Pasuk, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dereish Osa Tamid, Einel Hashem Elokecha Ba, Mereish Yishashana Varach Rishana. And the Chachamim Darshan from this, Mereish Yishashana, Nidon Ma Yehe Basofa. It's going to be at the beginning of the year, he judges what's going to be at the Hemshech of the year. More clears, Mimai the Tishrei Hu. How do we know the Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the beginning of the year that when Hashem judges? So answers the Gemara, Dixivka says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel yom chagenu. This pasuk teaches us that we have to blow the shofar the time when lashon kisui, when there's a covering, meaning veizeu chag shachodesh, meaning the moon is covered, is kasavo, because it's very tiny, right? It's the beginning of the month, and therefore you can't see it. So well, veyomer ze, this yom is referring to Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the month. And Pesach and Sukkot, on the other hand, are the middle of the month, where it's a big moon, and the Tzeres is on the Shavuos is on the sixth of the month, which is already the moon's a little bit filled in a little bit. So therefore, it must be referring to Rosh Hashanah Uksiv, and it says in the pasuk after that that the time of Tkiyah Shofar in this time is Kichok Lisruhu Mishpat Lelehi Yaakov, and since it's a lashon of Mishpat. So since the Zman of Mishpat in the first of Tishrei, it's Rosh Hashanah Legave Din for the whole year. Tana Rabbanan says in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Kichok Yisrael Hu, Mishpat Elohe Yaakov, and Melamed, this Pasuk Kamek teacher, Shein based in Shemala, Nichnasim Ledin, that the basin in Shemayim doesn't go into Din on Rosh Hashanah. Elim Kain, Kichu based in Shel Masa as the Chodesh. Unless down here, the based din was first Mekadesh the Chodesh down here. Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa. And that we learned that we darshan out the Pasuk differently. It says, Kichok Li Yisrael Hu, Ein Li Ela, that this is the day of Mishpat Li Yisrael. Kichok Li Yisrael Hu. So it's a chok, it's a time of judgment for Yisrael. Lumaso Olaminayin. How do we know that also for the Goyim it's a time of judgment? Talmud Lomar Mishpat Lelohe Yaakov, and that's obviously Israel. So it's coming to teach me that it's a day of judgment for everybody, Israel and the Goyim as well. Ah Yimkein Ma Talmud Lomar. Why is it say Kichok LiYisrael? It's not only for Israel. It's also for the Goyim also. Milamech Israel Nichlasin Tchila Ledin, that even it's a judgment for everything, but first the Yidden, they're judged first. Kid Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said, Amar Rav Chista, Melech Vitzibur, if you have a judgment before Hashem, the Melech and the Tzibur, Melech Nichnas Tchila Ledin, first the king should be judged first. As it says, Shneemar by Shlomo Melech, says Lasos Mishpat Avdo, Umishpat Amo Israel, Devar Yom B'Yomo, the whole Pasuk, and Mishpat Avdo is referring to the Mishpat of the king himself, and afterwards is Mishpat Amo, so first comes the king and then the Am. So my time, why is the order like this, that first the king and then the people get judged? Iba Yisema, if you want to say that one answer could be, because Lava or Achara, it's not Derech Eretz, Lameka Malka Ibrai. It's not prosper. It's not derech eretz that the king should wait outside while the people are judging first, and he has to wait outside. It's not derech eretz. King should do that. Right. V'by same. Another answer is the reason why the king comes first is because mikame delifu shcharan af, that if the people will go first. So then they're full of sins, and then the judge is going to get all angry. Because he's going to get angry of all the sins, and goes, okay, now who's next? You know, and the king walks in. By now he's all angry already. So therefore, it's better the king should have the first in before Hashem gets angry, and then let everybody else come in later. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah that Chad B'Tishrei is l'shmiti, right, for Shemitah. Shemitah year begins on a Chad B'Tishrei. The Mora clears Minalan. How do we know that it begins in Tishrei the Shemitah? Dixiv, as it says, Uvashana Hashvis Shabbat Shabbaton Yel Aretz. And so it says by Shemitah that it's b'shana, right? U'bashana. B'gamar, and we learn Gzeira Shava, shana shana, from Tishrei. How, as it says, Yichsiv, we saw before, Mireshis Hashana, as it says the word shana, and that refers to, we already mentioned before, that's a Chad B'Tishrei. And therefore, we learn shana shana from Shemitah to Tishrei, that begins in Tishrei. I asked the Gemara of Eligmor, Shana Shana mi Nisan. Maybe it's, why not learn, we have another Gzeira Shava Shana Shana for Nisan. So maybe the Shemitah starts in Nisan. Diksiv, as it says at the beginning of Nisan, Rishon hu lachem lo chachei hashana. So here we have the word Shana. So the Gemara answers why it's better to learn from Tishrei, because Danin, it's better to learn Gzeira Shava of Shana, She'ein imachadashim, like the Shana that is written by Shemitah, that doesn't say anything about the month, Mishana She'ein Mishana She'ein imachadashim, and which is Rosh Hashanah, it also doesn't say anything, it doesn't mention written anything about Chadashim. So it's better to learn Shana Shana from a place where they both is no mention of Chadashim, Ve'ein Danin, as opposed to learning a Gezerah Shava, Shana She'eini Machadashim, by Shemitah, Mishana She'eishi Machadashim, and as it says by Nisan, it says Michodshe Hashana. So there it mentions Chadashim, so it's better to, instead of learning from Eini Machadashim too, with Gezerah Shava to a place that has Chadashim, not exactly the same, so it's better to learn to Tishrei, whereas there's no Chadashim in both cases. Morak says Leyovlos that the Chag B'Tishrei is also the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. I asked the Gemara Yovlos b'Chag B'Tishrei hu? Is Yovel is on the Chag B'Tishrei? Yovlos b'Asara B'Tishrei hu? It's not. It's on the 10th of Tishrei. The Ksiv, as it says, Legabe Yovel. The pasuk says Vavarta shofar trua b'Chodesh Hashvi'i b'Asar l'Chodesh b'Yom HaKippurim. Taviu shofar b'chol artechem. So on Yom Kippur, that's when the shofar is blown. That signifies the Yovel, where the slaves go out, etc. So it should be on the 10th, not on the 1st. So Gemara answers, yeah, according to the Rabbanan, Shnas Yovel is Enachanami, starts at Yom Kippur. However, Hamani, who's our Mishnah going? Like, it's not the Rabbanan, it's like Rabbi Shmuel, but not Rabbi Yochan ben Broka, he who holds that the Yovel starts, in fact, at Achad B'Tishrei. The Sanya, as we learned in the Pasuk, it says, V'kidashtem es shnas ha-chamishim shana. Ma talmud lomar. In other words, the Gemara's question. It could have just said, V'kidashta otah, right? Since it's talking about the shnas ha-yovel, and it already said before this, it's the shnas ha-chamishim. So it says, "Vasafarta lecha sheva sham tov nanyun sheva shamin sheva pamim," etc. And it says, "Vateisha ravim shana vavarta shofar chua." So therefore, why does it have to say again shnas ha-chamishim? Why does it have to repeat it? Rather, lefi shenemar, since it says in the pasuk biyom ha-kippurim, so therefore, yachol lo tehe, I might have said that the shnas of Yovel would not be miskadeshes ela miyom ha-kippurim ve'elech, only from Yom Kippur and on. Amulomar, therefore, it says b'tidashtem es Shnas HaChamishim, and this passage is coming to teach me, Malamed, Shemitzkadeshes V'Holeches, Mitchilasa. So it already, not only from the 10th of Tishrei, already starts, the Shnas Yovel already starts from Echad B'Tishrei, and that at Rosh Hashanah. Therefore it comes out that, again, you're from here, the Yovel starts, in fact, at the beginning of the year, not on the 10th, according to the Shita. Mikanam, Rabbi Yisrael ben Oshe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, mi Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim, lo hayu avadim niftarim. That from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, the slaves were not sent home to their house. Avelo mishtablin ladoneim. But at the other hand, they were not slaves either. Elo ochlim v'shosin v'smeichim v'atzarseim v'rasheim. But rather, they eat and they drink and they're happy and they have. They want to wear like a crown, so to speak, on their head that they are mishukrar, and they're you know allowed to go out. If they want to wear a crown like this, they're allowed to wear such a crown that they're going out. And kevan shegi Yom Kippurim, then taku based in shofar. Then when Yom Kippur comes in, the based in blows the shofar, and then niftaru avadim levateim. Then the avadim could go home to their houses. Vesadot vechozrim levendech sadot, go back to their baleim. So they say that the reason for this this 10-day period, the Aznaim LaTorah says that it's in order to make it easier for the slaves to leave, and for the master and the slave, right? Because here we have the master, it's very hard for him to set his slave, and slave who now, it could be for 40 years, it was a slave, and now he has, all of a sudden he has to let him go. Very hard. So therefore, we have this 10-day period where the slaves hang around the house, but he's not working, right? Eating and drinking, living it up, but he doesn't have to work. So then it gets the, you know, master and goes, oh, this guy's, you know, he's sitting here not doing anything and eating and drinking. And so then when he has to let him leave, and 10 days later, it doesn't hurt him so much. And also beside the slave, that it's hard for him. He's like so used to being a slave this whole, he doesn't, you know, it's hard for him to go free. So therefore he has the 10 days to get a taste of what freedom's like. He goes, oh, this is good, I enjoy this. You know, maybe I don't mind being free, and then it's easier for him to go free. Okay. The Gemara asks, I've Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan that they argue on Rabbi Ishmael, and they hold that Shnatza Yovel is Miskadeshes only from Yom Kippur, we said. So how do they explain the addition in the Torah we said of the Shnatza Chamishim that we said was extra? Okay, some more answers. That's going to Rabbanan that Shanim Atam Mekadesh is coming to teach me that Shanim you're Mekadesh, V'yatam Mekadesh Chadashim, but you're not Mekadesh month. In other words, the mitzvah is Mekadesh at the Shnasa Chamishim. In other words, when the Shnasa Yovel comes in, it's a mitzvah for Beis Din to say Mekudesh Hashana, right? For the 50th year for Yovel. But there's no mitzvah to Mekadesh the Chodesh after their Koveya, the Zman on Alpiz Ria Labana, and to say Mekudesh the Chodesh. There's no mitzvah for that. And this is, he says, is like the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, they're going to say later on. So whether you see the Levan on this or not on this on the 30th day, or if you see it on the 31st day, you don't say Mekudesh. Okay, I Tanya Ida, another Braisa that the Gabe the addition of these words, and it says Yovel he Shnasa Chamishim Shana. So Ma Tamulomar. Again, why is it? What's it coming to teach me? And if I says Yovel he, it already says Vikidashem Eshnatz Chamishim Shana. We already said that already. Ella, it's coming to teach me Lefisha Nemar Vikidashem Eshnatz Chamishim. Since it says that you're Mekadesh the 50th year, Yachol, I might have said Kashem Shemit Kadeshes Voleches. Just like the Shemitah year is already Kadesh from the beginning, from Rosh Hashanah. Before you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, like we saw before, so too miskadeshes the shnasa yovel v'lechet gam b'sofa. In other words, even when the year after the yovel comes in, which is the 51st year, there will be a type of kedushas yovel until the next Yom Kippur. Now, is this like it starts already earlier? The yovel's really the 10th, but it starts already on the 1st. So at the end, it doesn't end at the last day of Elul. It goes into 10 days into the next year as well. But al tisma, and don't be shocked at this. Why? Because we find such a thing. Share moti mechol al kodesh. We see Gemara says later on Daf Tes that Shnasa Shmita is also, there's an inyan of adding from the at the beginning before Shmita and adding after Shmita. So too, I might have thought that there's to Mosif also on the Yovel, to Mekadeshit also until Yom Kippur, the 50th year. And that's what I might think. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, therefore, we need the Pasuk to teach me, no, Yovel Hi Shnasa Chamishim. It says Yovel Hi, and we learn Dafka, the Shnasa Chamishim, Atam Mekadesh, V'yatam Mekadesh, Shnasa Chamishim V'echad. So you might think that, but no, it says Dafka Chamishim and not Chamishim V'echad.